Hello and welcome to the Child Care Business Coach Podcast. So this episode of the podcast is actually going to be taken from my Mindset Mondays that I do live every Monday in Facebook and on YouTube. I felt this topic was very important to share with all my audiences, so I really hope you enjoy and take this to heart. Being a leader can just feel incredibly overwhelming. It can be so incredibly lonely to be a leader that having a community to come alongside you when you need someone is so important. Over the weekend, every weekend, I basically kind of just look for a theme of growth, right? Like as I'm trying to reset my brain from the week, I'll reflect. And as I look at like where did I really struggle? How do I need to level up? What do I need to do to be the next best version of me? Or if I'm looking at what helped me, what really elevated me, right? And it's funny because God often sends me it's like it kind of bombards me where I see like the different things, right? And that definitely happened this weekend where I got a lot of different messages. And bottom line, the biggest thing I realized this weekend is right now I'm in a tough season of my life. And in past tough seasons, I definitely felt very alone. I just felt so alone. And I really just tried to lean on my own strength all the time. I was leaning on my own strength and I was really analyzing like what is different this season, because this is another hard season. And you guys who've been following me know I've had a lot of really hard seasons in the last few years, but it's kind of funny because my attitude and my outlook is so much more positive. And no matter what, I'm able to keep and really hold on to my joy through all of this, right? And so as I was reflecting, I realize that one of the biggest differences this season is that I have a strong community. I have a strong network around me. I have an amazing support system of very strong women who come alongside me and they help me. I'm not alone in this anymore. And I used to be very alone. I felt, and I was, I have to say, I was very alone. Christina Richmond, who is on here now, and we've been working together for years, and she met me back when I still had a victim's mentality. And before I really just decided I'm not going to be the victim anymore. I'm going to be a victor, not a victim. And at that time, when I first started working with my very first business coach, it was such a sense of relief because I realized that I had felt like this island just by myself. And I might have been surrounded by a lot of people. I was surrounded by my staff. I had assistant directors. I had my husband, my mom. I was strong in the church, but I still felt like I was so alone. And the reason I was alone then is because I didn't have the right people and the right community in place. I didn't have the people when I needed the right people, I guess is what it is, or that relatability wasn't there, right? The people who knew what I was feeling, who knew what I was going through, they weren't in my life. So I was an island. And when it was probably a year, maybe even 2 years after, I had this moment where I realized I'm not alone anymore. I have someone who can come alongside me. I have someone who can actually understand what I mean with these frustrations. And sometimes we need someone just to hear us. We don't need somebody who is going to solve our problems. We just need someone who's going to come alongside us and say, I know, I feel your pain. It's okay. I feel it. I know I know your heart, right? Or even just to come alongside us, period. That's it. When I was first a leader and going through the struggles I did at my child care center, my husband would just get really upset and he would just say, then just sell it. And he would get really upset when I would just come home upset. And he just didn't know how to help me, right? So he would try to bring me solutions, but I wasn't really looking for solutions. I just needed someone to hear me. But the problem was that he couldn't relate, right? He didn't understand. And as a husband normally does, they want to fix everything for you. And it was frustrating to him that he didn't have the solution to my problem. So his solution was, then just quit. It's not worth it. And it was such a strain on our marriage at one point that we actually came to the agreement that we wouldn't talk about it anymore. That I couldn't talk about my business to him anymore. We had to leave work out, period, of our marriage. Even though this was our family business and I was running it, he couldn't handle hearing and being there for me when I just needed someone to talk to. And I'm sure many of you are in the same situation where it's just so overwhelming being a leader that when we bring that on our spouses, it's too much for our spouses to handle, right? So we feel like an island. We feel alone. My mom, it was the same thing. As well-meaning as she was, she tried to help me. But there was actually a moment in my career as a child care center owner where my mother and my husband both sat me down and had an intervention and told me it was time for me to quit. They told me it was time to let it go and that this obviously wasn't going to work. And I just prayed about it, and I knew so clearly that this is the work God called me to do. I didn't understand why things were so hard at the time. I didn't understand why I was facing bankruptcy. I didn't understand why I was desperate and didn't know how I was going to pay payroll tomorrow, right? I didn't understand why I couldn't control my staff. I didn't understand why my enrollment was a revolving door and I couldn't keep kids. I didn't understand all of that, but I knew I was where I was supposed to be. I knew I was doing what God wanted me to do, and I had to stay the course. So during that time, I just detached, right? From the people who I was causing them so much stress by bringing my stress home. So I detached from them and I just faced it by myself. And it was the most excruciating, lonely period. Like when it comes to loneliness, it wasn't the most excruciating period of my life, but it was definitely the loneliest period of my life where I just felt so alone. That's part of the reason I created Child Care Business Professionals, because I wanted to find a way to help others. And I also realized that I had to go through that. You know, God puts us through the ringer and he puts us through things in order to fulfill our purpose a lot of times, right? So had I not gone through that, I wouldn't have learned what I know today. I wouldn't have the amazing, wonderful child care center I have today, right? I had the honor of training for this Northern Nevada on Saturday. We did a mini conference, and I had the honor of being the keynote speaker and then doing some trainings for this organization. And it was really interesting because everybody looks up to my center, right? For me, it's just every day. People from around the country have flown to tour Zoo and Around. It is just known nationally. I've just created this thing. And one of my employees was in the crowd. And it kind of dawned on me as I looked at her, like, you have no idea. Those of you who work for me, you have no idea what it looks like out there and what we've created, right? And I just looked out at a lot of these ladies who are trying and they're aspiring to create, and a lot of you, right? A lot of you. It's why I do this. It's why I'm here every Monday morning. It's why I have my podcast. It's why I started my membership group, because I know how painful it is. I know the pain, but I wouldn't have that amazing center today. I wouldn't have it. I wouldn't have this company, Child Care Business Professionals. I wouldn't have the Child Care Business Coach podcast had I not gotten through all the things I had to go through, right? If I hadn't gotten to that point of that absolute lonely, desperate feeling, I wouldn't have created Childcare Business Professionals, which is now serving as a place where other women who feel that desperation now, who are living what I felt then, they have a place to go now. We've created this virtual community, which I have to tell you guys, I have to confess, when I first started, I thought, is virtual really going to work? I don't know. When we meet on Zooms, is it really going to be powerful enough? But I can tell you what, I'm 2 years in, 2 to 3, I can't remember. Yes, it works. It works. When we come alongside each other, we come alongside each other twice a week. And some of my ladies, I don't see them. Maybe I see them once a month, but they know we're there when they need us or when we need them, right? No, it's both ways. We need them. They need us. We just all need each other. But we're there twice a week. We gather together and we have that support. And sometimes it's just such a huge relief to hear, oh my gosh, you're going through that too? You feel that too? Yes, Carmen. I see Carmen. Carmen says, yes, I love it. Carmen is one of our members and she's one of the ones who sometimes we just show up because we just need to hear that we're not the only ones, right? I feel that way. I'm an owner and I have all of these people who come to me for help, who come to me to relieve this overwhelm. And there are times where I have to come to the group and say, you guys, I'm tired. This is what I'm facing right now. We all face something. I don't care if you are the greatest leader with the greatest childcare center in the world. You're going to face something. I'm going through it right now, right? It doesn't matter if you have all the problems. I think the biggest thing is having the tools to approach the problem, right? I'm dealing with something really big at my center right now. And I have to do some shaking up and just really shaking up our culture a little bit and making some shifts. And it's so hard. It is so hard, right? But I know that I too can show up on Tuesday tomorrow morning for our office hours. And I can just say, oh, you guys, I'm tired, because those ladies are there for me too. And I'm there for them. We have just created this amazing community where we can just lift each other up and support each other, right? It's just huge for us to be able to have relationships. We as human, we were designed to be in relationship. If you are a God girl like I am, you can look up, it's all over the Bible where basically, as I was going through this weekend for confirmation, it's really all over, like Ecclesiastes 4, 9 through 11, Proverbs 11 through 25. It's just all over where God just basically created us to be in community, right? And to lift each other up. And there's times where we will be the leader and we'll also be the one who needs help. Okay. I was really looking at the story, and whether you are a God-fearing Christian or not, it doesn't matter. The principles of the story, just like an Aesop fable, they're the same. We're human, right? And as the human condition, it's basically, we have the same needs. And I was reading about Moses when he was fighting the Battle of Amalekites. And in order to win the battle, he had to keep his arms up. And his, basically his boys, he was actually the mentor to these three men. And he was training them and he was getting them ready. And during this battle, every time he put his arms down, they would start to lose. But his arms were getting tired. So the men that he was mentoring, that he was leading, would come alongside him and they would hold his arms up. And that really, really struck me, because a lot of times I feel like as the leader, I have to be holding everybody up all the time, right? And when I really realized that my team, when I'm really in a position, they do come and they lift my arms up too. And yes, as a leader, it is our job to make sure we are lifting, we're holding up the arms of our people, right? When they are tired, we do have to help hold them up, but we also need help being held up. There are times that we too absolutely need help and we need to be held up as well. And as I was shifting and had to deal with this issue, my team at Childcare Business Professionals really came alongside me and they just said, what do you need? How can we help? So this is my other company, but they absolutely came alongside me. And then they basically said, okay, we see you have a huge need right now. How can we help? So here I am leading the company, right? But when my girl saw that my arms are getting tired, I'm tired holding it all up by myself. They rushed alongside of me to help me hold everything up. And that is what we all need. But sometimes you don't have that, right? You may not have that readily available to you in your current community. So that is why I created Childcare Business Professionals, because we can be that for you. And not just us as a team, but the community inside that we've created is amazing. And I feel nurtured by these amazing women and these leaders, right? These directors and these owners who are just like, hey, Evelyn, you're tired right now. We got you. It's okay. I don't always have to be the one that's holding everything up, right? Sometimes I do. I bet you guys feel like there's times, and if you're a visual person like me, I can like visualize myself and I've got my childcare center, right? And I'm holding it up by myself on my shoulders. And it just feels like I'm sinking and sinking and sinking. And I just can't do it by myself. And when I visualize this, like I just get a lot of visuals. I see my other team members who came alongside me and they said, let us help you. What do you need from us right now? How can we make things easier? It's almost like I can see them coming alongside me and helping me carry that weight. So it's not just me. We are not superwomen. I know. I was superwoman last year for Halloween. I like to think I am, right? But we're not. We are human. And through this journey, I've been in therapy now for a couple of years. When my husband's doctor told us that he had about a year to live, I knew I was like, I got to get right into therapy. I got to get intense, right? Like this is going to be huge. And then the year after, I stayed in therapy and I'm still in therapy, but it's been about a little over 2 years where I just realized like losing my husband of 30 years is going to be too big. I'm going to need some help with this one, right? And I knew I couldn't do it by myself. And one of the biggest lessons I've learned is I try so hard all the time to be everything for everybody. I try to be perfect. And I beat myself up when I can't be everything. And I beat myself up if I need help, if I can't do it all by myself. But the biggest lesson I've learned is that none of us can. And why should we? It's hard. And it's still hard for me a lot of times. And I have to remind myself, you're human. And there was a point where I literally had to give myself permission to be human. And I had to tell those around me because I kept getting like even the people that I love in my life, my children and just different family members, people I love would just tell me, oh no, but you're special. I've been labeled a lot of things and it's like, you're special. You're different. There's something different about you and you're stronger than most people and you're not. And I've been actually told you're not human. When he was 17, he's 18 now, he came to me last year and he said, Mom, did you know that for the first time in my life, just a couple months ago, I realized you're not perfect. And that hit my heart so hard. I was like, Ronan, I never wanted you to think I was perfect. That is like, for me, that was like a fail as a mother. For my son to think that and to be 17, like that was a huge fail. Because our children try to live up to us, right? And I realized, oh my gosh, by trying to be everything all the time, by trying to be a perfectionist, not only have I exhausted myself, but I've made my son think that this kind of a life is okay. It's not okay to work yourself into exhaustion. It's not okay to think you can be everything for everyone, for everything all the time. right? If you do, you'll end up like me with a neurological disease, you know? And I told him the truth. I'm like, Ronan, I never wanted you to think that. Why do you think I have narcolepsy today? The reason I have to live with narcolepsy is because I tried too hard to be superhuman. And I didn't allow myself to be human. I didn't allow myself to embrace community and to embrace help and to be able to go to people and say, I'm human. I need help. So how many of you are in that position right now? And I'm getting teary. Sorry, you guys, if I start spilling some tears, but it's kind of making me a little teary. It is so liberating to just be able to look at yourself in the mirror and say, it's okay for you to be human. It's okay. So today I give you permission, go look at yourself in the mirror as soon as we're done here. If you need to, pull out your cell phone and turn the camera around to look at yourself and tell yourself, it is okay to be human. It is okay to need help. It is okay to need a community to lean on. If this has really hit hard and you're not one of my members, I really encourage you to reach out to Mandy, Christina, or Lisa that are in the comments right now. We would love to come beside you and really just lift you up and help you. Everybody needs help. Everybody does. We would love to be that help for you. It's why I created this company. When my sincerest heart in this. It is why we are here. And I don't want you to feel that way. You don't have to. You don't have to feel like you're alone anymore. We are here. You don't have to feel overwhelmed. You don't have to feel afraid to let the world see you. It's time for the masks to come off. And it's time for us to be confident in stepping into who we are. And it's okay to be human. Yes, there's only one in this earth that I've got to put this one on the screen. It doesn't tell me who you are. That was perfect. And that is Jesus. And that's who we lean on, right? And like I said last year, we don't have to be enough because he is enough. We don't have to because he's enough for us. But we are here to support you. So if you're in that spot right now, and I totally did not intend to go in this direction with this, I was going to talk about community and how strong it is, but I just feel so strongly like there is somebody out there who needs us right now. So if you need us, you are worth the investment. So often we're so afraid to spend money on the things that are going to help us, the things that are going to enrich us, the things we need, right? But I can tell you right now, when I invested in my first coaching company, I was so scared. But it was the best investment of my life. The best investment of my life. And I realize now that I would not be where I am today had I not decided to make that investment. I was so scared. I was already running so thin on cash fund, right? On funding. And I felt like, God, this is going to be such a waste of money. But I can tell you guys, I think that my investment, and I 100% will tell you right now, I don't think it, I know for a fact that my investment in coaching and getting a mentor has been more profitable for me than my 3 college degrees, than all the money I put to get those pieces of paper that are completely useless to me now, right? And the 14 years it took me to get my college degrees. It has been more valuable to me to get mentorship and coaching. So if I really struck a chord with you today and you feel it, if you are one of those people who need to look in the mirror and you need to say to yourself or look in your cell phone and, you know, just screen on your face and say, it's okay to be human and it's okay for me to need help, reach out to us. We would love to be here. We're on tomorrow for our office hours at 9 a.m. You have time to make it in. You have time to work with us. You have time to get on that Zoom with us and just let us be there for you. You have time to be able to just come in and allow us to nurture you. On the subject of overwhelm, because I know this is so huge right now and I just feel it so big in our society right now, We will be hosting next week a workshop, a free workshop on overcoming overwhelm as a childcare center leader. So if Mandy, if you would put the details in the notes that are in the comments, that would be awesome. But we are actually going to be hosting this for you guys. It's going to be a 5-day workshop on techniques that I used to go from, I felt like my childcare center ran me. I didn't run it. It took over my life, right? So these are the techniques I used in order to really get it back in order. And these are the techniques I'm going through again right now, currently at my childcare center, which every few years you need to really just kind of do this again and again, just to make sure that your culture and your brand stays exactly where you want it to be, right? Which is where I'm at right now. It's kind of that revamping and reminder. It's never a one and done, but these are the techniques that when you put them in place, it will really help you skyrocket to that next level. And it'll take so much anxiety off of you. So join us next week for Overcoming Overwhelm. And we would love to help you in that area. And I really just right now have a passion and I feel like God's really laying it on my heart to help overcome that overwhelm that so many of you are feeling. And I can't say earlier, I said my degrees are useless. Not really. I have a psychology degree, so I'm using it right now, right? So it is just what I really am passionate about is just taking that psychology that I know on how our brains work with the business knowledge I have, bringing it together to bring peace, because that's all we really want, right? We want to have these thriving businesses that we can find peace with leading. And it doesn't mean everything's going to be great all the time, because it's not. I'll be the first to say it's not. We still have to write up employees. We still have to revamp our culture like what I'm doing now. But you can have peace and joy while doing that. It doesn't have to be so stressful. So join us next week for Overcoming Overwhelm. We would love to see you there. Have a great rest of your day, everybody. I really hope that you enjoyed that and that was helpful for you. If this really resonated with you, I really hope that you do jump into my communities, and I have tons of mindset videos in there for you to just really help you grow. Also, be sure that you're at the Child Care Business Summit. This is a lot of what we're going to be dealing with, is just helping you with that overwhelm. It doesn't have to be this way. You're not alone, and we want to be there for you. So be sure to connect. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and just remember to reach out if you need somebody.